Hey there, it's Lady Raina. Thank you for tuning in for our second half of the emotional aromatherapy oils. So these next three oils played a different role in my day-to-day and some of the people that I connect with on a day-to-day. We'll start off with Forgive, the Renewing Blend. I received a phone call from my cousin one day, and she was just very, very angry about some of the choices that she had made. And I started speaking to her about this aromatherapy oil called Forgive, the Renewing Blend. Just speaking to her, letting her know, you know, any situation was done is what's done. You need to forgive yourself and move on. So she said, you know, I know you are definitely the master of oils, Raina. What would you prescribe? And I said, I started using Forgive Renewing Blend because it helped me ground myself in the place that I was at. It gave me some contentment with the decisions that I had made, knowing that, you know what, I already made these decisions and it was time to move on and see if, you know, if what I had decided then when I made those decisions wasn't the best thing for me. Well, now we had to move on and make some different decisions. So I had to forgive myself first. So, you know, when she started asking me, Raina, well, what's the combination of oils that's in it? So I told her, you know, spruce leaf, bergamot peel. Bergamot peel specifically deals with anger. So that was one of the things that piqued my selection for her, is because she was angry when she called me and I couldn't get around that. So I know that bergamot oil is one of the oils I use to deal with anger when someone is telling me what they're dealing with. Juniper berries, fruit, you know, myrrh resin. Myrrh definitely deals with any kind of cleansing. So, you know, anger can bring about toxins that are no good for you. So you always want to cleanse yourself of negativity when you're moving through these spaces. Agave wood, Nakota tree wood, thyme leaf, and citronella herb. Herbs are always, the woodsy herbs are always good for, again, dealing with emotions and anger. So this was awesome. You know, I told her, diffuse some of it when she was meditating to release some of those feelings that she was harboring of anger and guilt. You can't be guilty about what you have left in the past if you need to or have any intentions to move on. So I thought that it would just be great for her particular situation. I told her to apply it to her pulse points, you know, and she could rub it over her heart as well on the day that she needed to feel she needed to make peace with the decisions that she made. That was her story. My story, I think, when I started using Forgive was, had a dear girlfriend of mine that was fine. And you know what? One day COVID took her life and she was young and aspiring, up and becoming. And I couldn't forgive myself because 2 weeks prior, I saw her outside and she was like, Raina, come see me. Come hang out. Let's do something. And I promised and I didn't get there. So I had to forgive myself for not showing up. So again, when you are feeling feelings of guilt or you're angry about something that, guess what? It's already passed. It's done. Now it's time to move forward. You would use Forgive. The next one I'm going to talk about right now would be Console, the Comforting Blend. I have to tell you, this is an oil that, again, I used when my cousin gave me a call again on that day that she just felt unraveled about her anger. But how did she get to this place where she was at? We talked about Console because once you forgive yourself, going through the motions of some of the decisions that you choose to make, you have to find some consolation somewhere. So Console, again, we talked about the angry feeling and after the passing, you know, I don't know if I would think that Console is used as a self-healing or self-soothing oil where you're able to, you know, diffuse it during times of loss, to comfort of the soul, to evoke those feelings of hope. So after I, even myself, when I walked through the unforgiveness that I dealt with not going to see my girlfriend prior to her being on life support, I needed to find some way to console myself, because it wasn't going to help that I was going to be beating myself up as well after, you know, me failing to get there to see her after she requested it, not knowing that she might have known the whole time and I just didn't know. So I started diffusing, you know, this particular oil to comfort myself and encourage myself through my hopelessness, and uplifting myself and giving myself a positive recalculation of my thoughts around the situation. You know, even if I had to be there with her in that hospital, while she was on life support, she knew I was there. And if that was my only consolation, then I had to take that. I liked it because me knowing the background of the oils, the frankincense resin, that's good for your mind. That being a holy oil, you know, that's the way I grew up, you know, knowing about the biblical benefits of it. The patchouli oil, dealing with anxiety, the Lang Lang flower that brings you an evenness, a peace about some things. The Lavanon stem twig, the amethyst bark, the sandalwood. Sandalwood is an oil that deals with all kind of emotions. So, you know, I knew I was barking up the right alley. Rose flower, rose, the queen of oils. She's always good for emotional times that you might go through, where I use her to uplift again my feelings. Sometimes I was applying it in a diffuser or applying it over my heart, rubbing it over my heart in a circular motion in the morning and at night, because you never know how things can actually impact you until it happens. I never knew that my girlfriend passing, it totally paused me. I got quiet for like a month. My mother even made the comment, "Raina, you okay? It's not like me to be as quiet." So I had to really use this console oil to help bring myself some consolation on a daily basis and deal with the feelings of sadness that I had. So if you are feeling sad about, you know, one of your loved ones passing during this time, I think console will be an awesome oil to try to help you. And I know people say, "Wow, oil?" Yes. I can automatically feel the shift with how the aromatherapy bases of these oils met the chemicals in my body to change my whole way of being at that time. And sometimes, guess what? If it's not going to have a side effect, why not let something else help you? You don't have to do it all by yourself. That's my consolation oil, console. Next, guys, I'm going to talk to you about an oil called Peace, the reassuring blend. So after her family, her husband allowed me to sit in on some of the intimate family meetings, we spoke about what was her next step. Her birthday happened to be coming up, so they decided to allow her to be with us a little bit longer. So her times of coming into this earth and passing would be, I guess, an equal amount of time. They had to make the funeral arrangements. And, you know, during COVID, my church was closed, and this was the first time they ever even allowed us to open back up to be a blessing and serve this family in their time of need. Her husband had already decided to let me be in the number, but I gave up my seat and told her I would serve her and let another family member come and take my place. So I had to deal with a lot of feelings that were very emotional for me. So I had to find peace in those feelings. I was coming out for one of the very first times after COVID started, outside of work. Coming back in our church home, I hadn't been in some time, which I definitely was missing. And then I had to be around people that, you know, I don't know what was going on. There weren't any vaccinations going on at the time. There were talks of it, but it hadn't been anything that we had to experience. So we were double masked, had to stay in the sanctuary for like 6 hours to serve. And I had to figure out, how was I going to stay in a double mask for 6 hours? So I used Peace in my mask and the mixture of the Vevita root. So Vevita helps you with different emotions, ADD, ADHD, high anxiety, PTSD. So it was one of the oils that I say, I use it on a regular basis, just diffusing it. So thank God this combination of these oils were available to me, mixed with lavender. Again, lavender, you know, that's always a relaxing oil. Everybody knows about lavender and its healing properties. Lang Ylang, again, another relaxing oil, that frankincense resin that was dealing with my brain. Frankincense resin, any kind of frankincense property is going to deal with your brain. So it helped me stay focused on what I had to stay focused on and not break down and not cry the way I would have, because I cried a lot during that season. It allowed me to be strong and show up for her because it wasn't about me at all. Clary Sage, definitely another oil that helps you with emotions. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but Clary Sage helps with a lot of female emotions as well. Marjoram leaf deals generally with inflammation. So, you know, anytime you have stressful situations, it causes inflammation, which causes pain. So it helps, you know, take that out of the situation, along with spearmint herb, which is a automatic lifter of emotions, inspiring emotions of happiness. So me having that peace in my mask, I think I was able to endure and serve with a smile, which when I'm smiling, even if I have a mask, you can see it through my sunny disposition. So it gave me a peaceful yet sunny disposition so I can serve her in the way that she deserved to be during that time. So peace, oh my gosh, I can't speak more accolades about this particular oil. If you're having a situation where, you know what, you need to make decisions with some of your, you know, you need to make, I guess, come to some common ground with the decision that you made, peace would be the oil to bring you back to that place, a peaceful place that you can reside in, and you wouldn't resent anything that, any decision that you made because of the peace that it supplies you. I know I'm using a word to describe the definition of what it feels like, but peace is just the word I would need to describe the emotions that I felt after using this blend of oils.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chavette.
It's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk. So this is Lady Raina back. We're going to talk about a motivational oil or an encouraging blend of oils called Motivate. Combination of this oil. During COVID, I became an essential worker. So again, petrified about leaving my home and having to just keep myself safe every day. You know, I had to motivate myself to get up, even though it's something that I loved in the past. Things about COVID changed the work I love, making it a full, changing hours about it, changing the confines of the work that I did. It totally changed everything about it. So I had to figure out how I was going to start, you know, start my day, make myself get up and still be that person that needed to show up to get the job done. So Motivate, I was taking it, I was applying it to the bottom of my feet in the morning to jumpstart my day. When I got to work, I definitely kept the diffuser close and actually used it with myself and my students. I work with children. So because their new wasn't their normal, I had to create an atmosphere for these children so they would still get the work done. Because the way they had to learn also changed, I had to make sure that I was able to transition them in a way, but keep them engaged, like I said, to get the work done. So I used it, my students used it. Like I said, we diffused it while we was working in our place, which was our makeshift school during the day, because regular schools had closed down and we were virtually inclined to do the work to get through it. But what I liked about it, Motivate is a mixture of certain oils. So the peppermint plant in Motivate kept them alert. The clementine peel is always their part of immunity that we needed to fight some things that we couldn't see, right? Corinda seed, again, immunity. Basil herb, another focus blend. Yuzu peel, Melissa leaf. I can't say enough about Melissa. Melissa is all about the brain work. So it helped them re-energize and keep their thoughts, be clear in their thinking. So that was awesome, awesome, awesome for me to have this particular leaf in my blend. Rosemary leaf. So if anybody knows anything about rosemary, it's all about the respiratory in the system, right? So it helped us work the respiratory aspect of it. And the vanilla bean absolute just gave it a sweet smell that they could deal with when you brought these combination of oils together. So Motivate, the encouraging blend, helped us get through a lot of our days and get through our work successfully. How I know, I even had the children applying it. If we weren't diffusing it, they can actually take it and rub it on the webs of their fingers as well. So if they actually just wanted, you know, how like you're taking your hand and you're waving it back and forth, the aroma was still getting into their nose gates so they were able to focus properly on the work. So Motivate was a great asset during the COVID pandemic, and it still is. While we're doing that virtual work until we get back into our regular classrooms, right? Cheer, the uplifting blend. Let's talk a little bit about that. Sometimes we were using Motivate oils, but then we had to transition over to Cheer because we had to make sure that we kept everybody's mood and attitude uplifted through the bumps and the challenging moments that we had with the learning online, the virtual learning space. While I was teaching the children how to transition and how to learn and use the actual technology to learn and learn how to keyboard and learning how to use a Google slide and all these different new things that they wouldn't have been introduced to if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, I had to make sure that we were cheerful in all things and kept a smile no matter what the day brought. So what I liked about it, Cheer, the inspiring blend, it created an optimistic and cheerful, happy atmosphere because children should be happy throughout their day, you know, even though they don't, they truly didn't understand how the pandemic affected us, they still needed to be happy about something, right? They're still children and we didn't want to impact their childhood any more than it already was. So what was cool about Cheer, it had delightful scents, like the wild orange peel. They could relate to that because it smelled like orange juice. The clove bud definitely just, again, was something to cleanse the air. So we kept them safe, along with a couple of other abstracts, the vanilla bean extract, the nutmeg kernel, lemon myrtle. All these particular oils came together to give them a safe environment, like the cinnamon bark. Cinnamon bark is one of the top five antiseptic oils in the world. It is a cleanser. So if you ever had a notion that, you know, you were filled with toxins, cinnamon bark is something you want to have in your mist to help cleanse those toxins. Ginger, you know, sometimes ginger is good for settling the stomach. So sometimes children would come in, it would be a little uneasy because, again, everything outside was so weird. So when we came in, just us diffusing, you'd be amazed how much ease they would experience. So again, we applied it in the diffuser. You can also, you know, I was applying it in a hand gates, and they were able to make self diffusers, which was fun. A little bit of science, a little bit of activity for the kids to actually engage in during their day. So it took some of the edge off because we had to take breaks, them being engaged during the school year. All the time sitting in front of a computer, they're not used to that. So we had to take movement breaks. We had to take, you know, make different activities, make them fun. And like I said, in the midst of taking those breaks, sometimes we would do different activities. And cheer was definitely a oil that we used to motivate the children when we took those screen breaks to keep them going. When we were getting ready to start our movement, we did a lot of dance and movement to keep them going. So all these oils played such a big part in their day-to-day for me to keep them engaged for those long hours before we had our breaks to have playtime. So cheer is definitely an oil that would help inspire feelings of happiness and fulfillment that I would suggest to anybody in an environment such as we experience. Last but not least, with the emotional aromatherapy system oils that we're gonna talk about today is passion, the inspiring blend. Me being a teacher, formerly an extended day teacher, now being a full-time teacher, and me knowing a lot of the teachers that I had the opportunity to have conversations with totally lost their zeal for teaching. So what we ended up doing, I suggested that they use the passion oil inspiring blend to help them revitalize their reason for being. Because they definitely lost their mojo. They definitely, you know, their days became predictable and they were just exhausted with all the extra tasks that they had to carry out with this virtual learning. So I suggested to my cousin, who told me, you know what, she would not want to teach another day. I told her, well, you can't, you know, change your whole livelihood because of the pandemic. You're stronger than that. So I suggested that she used, you know, passion oil to help her get her mojo back. You know, passion is known for a joyful atmosphere. During the time that I was getting my cousin to remember why she became a teacher, why she chose to show up as a teacher and remind herself that she wouldn't be defeated because of COVID. I let her know, you know, it's good for you. Definitely the hydrogenated coconut oil just helps with the cinnamon bark, the ginger, the clove, all those oils that help you with the immunity part. But the sandalwood and the jasmine flower and the dandelion leaf helps you with the emotional part. To keep you engaged, to keep your spirits up and to keep you motivated, you know, till you got to your finish line, to remind you what your passion about teaching was. Because again, she had to remember why she came, remember why she showed up every day, that it wasn't only about her, even though they gave her new tasks that made her day daunting and longer than it needed to be. Her students, was suffering on the other side of those screens. So that she had to be engaged, if not for her, but for them a little while longer to get them through this phase that this too shall pass. And she could just hang in there. So I told her, you know what? Just always go ahead and put 2 drops or 3 drops, as many as you needed to, into your diffuser. But you can apply them again in the webs of your fingers, the webs of your hands, the two between your pointer finger and your thumb, because as you're speaking or even typing, you'll be amazed how those scents would actually somehow get to your nosegate. And because your hands being one of your biggest reflex points, it would actually seep into your bloodstream that way. And the chemicals in the oil, the herbs will meet the chemicals in your body and let it know, come on, we still can fight. Don't give up. Keep focused. Stay in the game. So these emotional aromatherapy, emotional aromatherapy system has played a big part in this whole pandemic experience that I experienced, so many others that are connected to me experienced, and I had the opportunity to share it with them. I know that it is an asset to anyone's collection of fright or what I say, necessary medicine cabinet, as I would call it, collection. I tend to use oils and I replace oils with what we are prescribed over the counter. I no longer take generic drugs and things that have after effects. I use my oils and I replace what the doctors say in a healthy way to help me through parts of my day, and definitely suggest those to the people that I love and the people I get to know, and just anybody that will take the time to share with me that I can share my knowledge with. So I hope that you enjoyed the information that we were able to share with you on today about the emotional aromatherapy system, about how the oils meet the chemicals in your body and become a blessing if you allow them, if you take it in and allow it to do what its intentions are to do. Thank you so much for joining me. Until we meet again.